This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As of the last official count, there are more than 580,000 homeless people in this economy. That count, though, was 2 years ago, January of 2020. And the people who study this say the number has almost certainly grown during the pandemic. About 25% of America's homeless population lives in California, more than 11,000 people in the capital, Sacramento. And that reality and the spread of tent camps on city streets there has prompted Sacramento's mayor to propose that that city become the first in the country to declare a right to housing. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what that might really mean.
Michael Hagee says he's been homeless for 5 years. Today, he's inside a one-person camping tent on 15th Street in Midtown Sacramento, across from a craft brewery and a quality inn.
Yeah, I take Seroquels.
Okay.
For schizophrenic and bipolar.
You do?
Yes. So now I'm out here.
Are you able to take your meds now?
I'm not even functioning. No, because I can't pay for them.
It's clear Hagee could use medical attention. He takes off a wet sock to show me a swollen right foot with only two full toes. He says in the past he was addicted to meth.
Has anyone come around here and offered you either a bed in a shelter?
No, I'm scared to go to wood.
Hagee says he's had bad experiences with other shelter residents. At least six tents have lined the east side of 15th Street since April. The sidewalk isn't blocked, but piles of trash spill over into the street. Mario Gonzalez had to assign his employees at Chondo's Cantina a new role, morning street sweeper. The Mexican restaurant and nightclub is less than 50 feet from the encampment.
Every single morning, my team members, they have to clean it up. It's so hard.
That frustration you hear in Gonzalez's voice, you hear that from business owners all over the city. Compassion fatigue is settling in. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg feels like he's in a race against time.
If we do not make this better, someone will come along and write an initiative that will be draconian, that will be inhumane.
He could see even progressive California getting regressive with tactics that involve more law enforcement and criminal penalties, which is why last month Steinberg proposed a pretty radical solution. Treat housing like public education, a legal right.
The law requires us to provide free public education to kids, and thus requires us to build public schools. Housing people is as important as we say it is. Shouldn't the same right and obligation on us exist?
Sacramento's right to housing would work like this. If the city doesn't have enough homeless housing, and right now it's thousands of beds short, a homeless person could sue the city. Steinberg hopes a court order would speed the construction of new housing, cutting through red tape. Advocates for homeless people are mostly supportive of the idea, except for one controversial part.
So I think it's coming from a good place, but the obligation to accept, I'm stuck on.
Deborah Padgett is a professor of social work at NYU. Steinberg's plan would get every person experiencing homelessness a choice, maybe a shelter, maybe a motel room. If the person who is homeless still refused, they would be forced to move from their current location.
Well, they're going to move, but they're still going to be out on the streets and they'll start an encampment somewhere. So you're just pushing the problem down the road a bit, literally.
Padgett fears right to housing could easily morph into right to shelter, New York State's policy since the 1970s court case. Right to shelter did get people indoors, but Padgett says it didn't get enough people into permanent housing. It just got them stuck in a homelessness cycle.
People are living out their lives for years, going from shelter to street. It's a horrible way of living.
Mayor Steinberg is showing me the latest shelter the city has constructed, a so-called sprung shelter, rapidly constructed housing that was put together in just a few months. It's got 90 beds and there's a dining room and laundry services.
People say, well, New York tried that and failed just because they did it in a way that was not up to the kind of quality standards and dignity standards that we would expect doesn't mean that we can't do it right here.
Right to housing was greeted warmly by the city council, which will likely vote on it later this year. There's no estimated price tag yet, but Steinberg says whatever the dollar figure comes out to be, it'll be far less than what homelessness is costing a city right now. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.